endurance, acceptance, and tolerance, among others. Stoicism is an ancient Greek philosophy that has been in use for many years. In fact, this philosophical way of thinking dates back to 300 BC. It was used as a refinement of cynicism, which in turn teaches fortitude and self-control. With all of these positive qualities which Stoicism suggests, it's no wonder that this philosophy has become popular in the modern world. People have begun to realize the benefits of this profound philosophy as applied in today's lifestyle. When put to good use, Stoicism has the potential to help you overcome those destructive emotions which may pose a negative effect on other people. Because of the manner in which the word Stoic has been used, many people misunderstand Stoicism for a lack of emotions. When understood better, however, the aim of Stoicism is really to ignore negative emotions and focus on positive ones. Of more good than harm, positive emotions serve to help us deal with the variety of circumstances which we face in our daily life. The more we're able to deal with these circumstances positively, the easier it becomes for us to find peace, success, and happiness. Make no mistake, the philosophy of Stoicism is not just some sort of belief or some form of ethical claim. Stoicism has been proven to be a way of life. Just as there are people who use prayer and meditation to do an inner self-search, there are also those of us who use a Stoic way of thinking to improve and streamline our life as a whole. Through constant practice and learning, Stoicism can serve as a tool to help you be in a state of self-awareness and self-dialogue. Thus, based on what you've gathered and thought of as a Stoic, this inner awareness can reflect in terms of smarter control over your emotions and, overall, a better command over your entire self. Starting with your own patient and enduring self, you are able to improve the quality of your life. As we've said when we defined the term, you are able to go through the pains and hardships of life without making too much of a fuss through complaining. Instead, you continue onto the path which leads to happiness by accepting the present moment and allowing it to unveil itself. This attitude of endurance and acceptance is so characteristic of the Stoic. As one, you are able to tolerate the different challenges of life without being controlled by your fear or your pain, and without being consumed by your desire for pleasure. In the process, Stoicism further allows you to use your mind for a better understanding of the world around you. As you apply its teachings on a universal scale, you are able to work together with other people and treat them equally. The origin of the philosophy. After having briefly defined the term, it's time to discuss the origin of the philosophy itself. From the onset, it helps to understand that any philosophy for that matter involves thought and reasoning, both of which use the mind. It also involves knowledge and wisdom which go back through time and are often gained through much study. So, tracing back, Stoic philosophy began thousands of years ago, at around 300 BC. Stoicism is said to have originated in ancient Greece, where it took deep roots among the most intellectual of Greeks. It began as a Hellenistic philosophy in Athens and was first introduced by Zeno of Citium. Incidentally, Citium is modern-day Cyprus. According to history, Stoicism was strongly influenced by great minds, such as Socrates. Because of its apparent association with the Cynics, the philosophy struck not only a lot of interest among people, but also heated debates with the academics, the skeptics, as well as the Epicureans. Now, another thing that's interesting to note is the origin of the term itself. History reveals that the name was acquired from the Stoa Poikile, which is an open market located in Athens. Stoa Poikile, or in other words, the Painted Porch, is where the ancient Stoics held their gatherings, and it was here where they taught their philosophy. Later on, Stoicism moved to Rome, where it greatly flourished and increasingly became popular,